1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're something.
We're certainly something, aren't we?
We're certainly something.
I like that. That's a good review of our podcast.
Certainly something.
Certainly something.
Speaking of reviews.
Hey.
We got a new review.
We got a new review.
And it's from either Mrs. Will Shakes or Mr. Swill Shakes.
I'm going to go with Mr. Swill Shakes.
I think Mr. Swill Shakes is very fun, but it's probably Mrs. Will Shakes.
Very nice review and rating from them on iTunes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And if you give us a review, we will give you a shout out. So thanks.
Here on Song Salad.
Which is
a podcast that we do.
Yes. So review the thing that you have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
Song Salad is a short song that we write about a random topic in a random style of music.
It's true.
It is true.
And
it's certainly something.
And we get the random genre and topic by spinning the salad spinner, which is a suggestion of a sound or an impression or something silly that we do for you.
It's certainly something.
It's certainly something. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Goodness. How have you been? You good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's starting to feel like it should be warm out.
And then it's not.
And then it's not.
And then it's terrible.
That's
still.
That's kind of the general mood I'm in.
It should be something, but it's not.
It's certainly not something.
It's certainly not the thing that I want it to be. Yeah. No, I know. I know.
My expectations are too high of nature.
But it's like almost April.
It's almost April. It looks gorgeous outside.
Yes.
Sunny, blue sky, no clouds. And then it's like 40 degrees.
And then your nose just runs constantly while you're walking around outside.
You better go catch it.
Certainly so. Why did I bother explaining Song Salad earlier when then you went into the how are you?
Well, we just switched it up.
Okay.
This week's salad spinner suggestion.
That's terrible flow. Our flow
That's what
is
editing
so bad.
Is for. Comes from Lacerta Stella Nauta at Jugbo.
At Jugbo. Jugbo.
Someone
thank
whose
you, Jugbo.
Twitter handle we always recognize, but whose name constantly changes.
Yes, it does.
I'm sure there's something behind that that I have not researched.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jugbo says, I just thought of a salad spinner. The baseline theme to Seinfeld.
That's a
very
good one.
Very good suggestion.
Yeah, a very good suggestion. Very famous, like, transition music in Seinfeld.
And the theme song.
And the theme song, which is just kind of like a plucky bass.
Yes.
Yes.
There is a YouTube video that was circulating on Facebook not too long ago where the composer of this theme was interviewed about how he created it, and he like goes through his whole like compositional process for like the Seinfeld bass line.
Okay.
And it's actually wonderful and fascinating.
Really? It's not just like, I don't know, I was just fucking around.
No, he's very like particular and serious about how it was all crafted.
Oh.
So check it out. But
That's
we're
going to
attempt to recreate it with our mouths.
Yeah. So here's the thing is I want you to go first because I hear something in my head, but I'm pretty sure it's not right.
Don't you think that means you should go first?
No, I don't want to. It just you're just going to make fun of me.
Yeah, that's the point.
How do you make a bass noise with your mouth?
There are many ways.
Okay, but like how would if you don't have to you don't have to give me a hint, but how would you make a bass noise with your mouth?
I would. It's harder to describe than to do.
Well, then do it.
It's like bow, 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 bow,
bow,
bow, bow. Yeah.
Bow, bow.
But my voice also goes bassier.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Yeah, I'm at a distinct disadvantage because I don't remember it. And also,
fine,
I have a higher
I'll go
voice.
First.
Okay.
Here it is.
That was really good.
Not bad, right?
That was so good.
But like basically in this video the guy talks about how he like uses his own body and goes like and like puts that all into the theme.
That was was so good.
Thanks.
I'm like really impressed with you right now.
Well, now I'm excited to hear yours later in the episode. But for now,
spin.
We're going to get our genre. Our genre this week.
Noise pop.
Noise pop. Well, I just did a pop. I didn't do a noise.
That was very good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Noise pop.
Noise pop.
Is a subgenre of alternative slash indie rock developed in the mid-1980s in the UK and US that mixes dissonant noise or feedback with the song craft. Shannon is trying the pop noise.
How do you do? I don't think I can do it.
You put your thumb in like the, in your cheek. Oh God, you're like spit on me.
Ow.
Well, you also have long nails.
Yeah, I just ended up scraping the inside of my cheek with my long nail. I can't do the pop.
Well, then your Seinfeld is gonna be inauthentic. That's close. So it mixes dissonant noise and feedback with the song craft more often found in pop music.
Noise pop has been described as the halfway point between bubblegum and avant-garde. And this is by AllMusic, which we find as being cited on like lesser known genres, I feel like.
Well, AllMusic, I guess their claim is that they know about all music. So
yes, but it's, but if you go on AllMusic site, it is not like a particularly well curated site.
No.
You know? So the fact that Wikipedia is citing a site that isn't super well done should tell you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
It has a hazy narcotic feel.
Ew.
As melodies drift through the swirling guitar textures. And this is due to the experimental sounds of white noise, distorted guitars, and drones.
Yeah. Typical instruments are electric guitars, and a form of music that came out of this genre in the later 80s and early 90s was shoegaze, which
yes,
we did an episode on. Which was also called,
it was about being a mollusk.
No, I mean the genre. Shoegaze was also
dream pop.
Yeah. Yes,
it was about being a mollusk, right?
Your guess is as good as mine.
It was called Little Snail in the Ocean or something.
Yeah, tweet at us
exactly where you are.
That's
right.
The one.
That was shoegaze. Yes,
I think so.
Yeah, exactly where you are is the episode.
Yeah, AllMusic again cites the Velvet Underground as the earliest roots of the genre with their experiments with feedback and distortion on their early albums. Early American alternative rock bands like Sonic Youth, Yo La Tengo, and Dinosaur Jr.,
that's a good
who
name,
mixed rock song structures with guitar distortion, were immediate forerunners. The Jesus and Mary Chain's 1985 debut Psycho Candy is considered by AllMusic to be the archetype for the noise pop genre, and it pretty much birthed the style.
Okay.
The album is also cited for transforming the use of distortion in indie rock with its screeching abrasion, yet managing to feature some of the catchiest melodies of the 80s. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Certainly something.
So that's noise pop.
That's noise pop.
Let's get an example.
I think it should be Psycho Candy, since it's considered to have birthed the style.
Yeah. Well, Psycho Candy is the album, so let's find a good song from the album.
Yes.
Our example this week.
In a hole. By Psycho Candy. No. by the Jesus and Mary Chain from their album Psycho Candy.
Yeah, here it is. What a year.
What a great year.
It was certainly something.
Yeah, it was.
They're in a hole. What you gonna do about it?
Yeah. So, okay. So when we're talking about noise, the noisiness of noisiness, noise pop.
Yes.
You can hear it in that clip and the kind of the just like
yeah, that's white noise.
Yeah, and it just sounds like there's a lot of textures that are happening sonically.
Yeah, basically it's like a little bit of audio on every frequency of the hearable spectrum.
Is that what white noise is?
Basically.
Oh.
But there's like pink noise, which is like different frequency. It's like it's a certain number of frequencies.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Pink noise.
Yeah. Do you want to look up the difference?
Yeah. I just want to hear what pink noise is.
Yeah. So white noise is a random signal having equal intensity at different frequencies, giving it a constant power spectral density. Mm. So it always sounds the same. It's like
and it's
forever
a,
and always.
A hissing sound.
Yes.
Pink noise. Click pink noise.
Now there's pink noise. Pink noise is a signal process with a frequency spectrum such that the power spectral density is inversely proportional to the frequency of the signal.
Oh, of course.
In pink noise, each octave carries an equal amount of noise energy. The name arises from the pink appearance of visible light within this power spectrum. This is in contrast with white noise, which has equal intensity per frequency interval.
What, did that make sense to you?
Well, this article may be too technical for most readers to understand, says Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, it has like a dumbass alert on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Then there's also red noise and gray noise, but who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Like, we're done, right?
Yeah, exactly.
this is way too deep for us.
So I think it's time to get our topic.
Let's get our topic.
Spinning the salad spinner.
Oh, right.
Shannon.
Okay.
You are the theme to Seinfeld.
Okay. Wow, wow, wow,
that was pretty good. It was tentative.
Yeah.
It was like as if something scary was about to happen on Seinfeld.
Yeah. Okay, so let's spin.
Okay.
But here's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Before you did yours, and I couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. And I was going to go, but isn't that Doug?
Yeah, that's Doug.
Right?
Yeah, because it sounded like they would say chicken pot pie. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Doug.
That's what I was going to do for the Seinfeld noise.
I bet Doug was inspired by Seinfeld.
Yeah, you think?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Spin.
Spin. Kalpanam.
Kalpanam.
Kalpanam. Damn it. Kalpanam, kalpina, or longgot is an undergarment worn by Indian men as a loincloth or underclothing.
It's getting sexy this week.
Bow, 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 bow. Weird. It is made up of rectangular strips of cotton that is used to cover the genitals with the help of the strings connected to the four ends of the cloth for binding it around the waist of the wearer.
So it's one rectangular strip of cotton, not rectangular strips of cotton.
Right.
Yeah. It is with made, like four strings on the end.
Yeah. That was just a badly written sentence. It is made up of rectangular strip of cotton, which does not make sense. Okay. It is used by wrestlers in the game Kushti, or traditional Indian wrestling, in the Arkarada,
the wrestling ring,
and during practice sessions and training.
So I guess it is extensively used by wrestlers in India participating in the traditional game of Kushti, which is a form of traditional wrestling, and it is the traditional male sports gear associated with almost every form of physically straining sports.
Wow. Yeah, it was used by sportsmen and bodybuilders during training and exercise sessions since ancient times.
Hmm.
Wow. And it's still sometimes worn.
The wrestlers often wear a G-string shaped guard underneath to protect their genitals.
A G-string shaped guard. Okay.
So like a cup, but like a G-string cup? Not very secure, I imagine.
Yeah. Also, I don't really know how this works since this is underwear.
Right.
But the there is a verse in Hindu sacred scriptures that encourage the use of kalpanam during sexual intercourse.
Doesn't really say why.
Or how.
Or how.
Since you are...
You're all bundled up.
You're all... Yeah. You got your bits in a bundle.
Right.
Yeah.
You're all tucked in there. Yeah.
All cozy. Certainly something.
The devotees of Lord Shiva were said to be wearing kalpanam.
And there is religious significance to this as well as sports and athletic significance.
Yeah.
It was attached to the asceticism of the Hindus. Bhagavata. I was making it too hard.
Bhagavata Purana
enjoins that a true ascetic shouldn't wear anything other than a kalpina. Sometimes Lord Shiva himself is depicted wearing kalpina. Even Lord Murugan of Palani and Hanuman are said to be wearing the scarf. Everybody's wearing kalpina.
And they're also associated with celibacy, which is strange because they're encouraged for use during sex.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all we got.
Yeah, it is also all I got. I mean, related articles are like literally loincloth.
Yeah.
So if you look at these, so there are some pictures.
Yes, Shannon has been Google image searching these Indian men's loincloths on my computer, and I can't wait to see what my Facebook ads are going to start looking like tomorrow.
Well, okay, so there are a couple like in situ like wrestlers wearing them, like pictures of wrestlers wearing them. There's also an instructional diagram
step-by-step
on how to put one on.
Yeah.
So it's a rectangular sheet that is looks like it has to be wider at one end than the other. So it's like kind of like tapered. You tie the wide end around your waist, like low on your hips where you'd wear underwear.
Yeah.
Then you bring the remaining thinner part of it through your legs and then tuck it up into the thing that you have, like the part that you've already tied. So you like make a full circle around your bits and then you like pull it through and then you wrap your bits a couple times, like threading it through the waistband every time. And then you put it back through your legs and you tuck it up in your butt.
Now, did you see what the description of this picture says?
No.
It's from a brand called Infant Yogi TM, herbally medicated smooth cotton loincloth.
Oh, man.
Herbally medicated.
What could this mean? Sorry, I'm clicking this website.
Well, this picture, this how-to picture, is definitely going to be the picture we put with the Twitter post for this episode.
For sure. And it isn't like a thong, really. It is like it becomes kind of like a brief.
It looks like a banana hammock in the front, but looks like a diaper in the back.
Protections for men, genitals during workout in gym. Okay.
Quality power loom product.
This costs 200. Ugh. Wait, I don't know what this is. Oh. Rupees?
200 Indian dollars.
What is this symbol? Somebody tell me.
Can you Google it?
Can I just copy it and like put it? It's a rupee. Okay.
Oh, it's 0.015.
So it's $3. It's 199 rupees and it's $3.
That's crazy. That's so many rupees to keep track of.
Yeah, it is. But okay, so you can get yourself one of these kalpanams and the model is like ripped, man.
Yeah.
You could get yourself one of these kalpanams for just $3.
Get yourself a kalpanam.
Yeah. And that would be at homebag.in.
It's in my home bag.
Put it in your home bag. Okay, so
we have to write a noise pop song about kalpanams.
Right, noise pop. Mm-hmm. Okay,
a noise pop song about these Indian undergarments.
Okay. I'm gonna start looking up lyrics.
So, India is sometimes like referred to as like the subcontinent, right?
Yes.
So would these be like sub garments?
That's not good.
I thought there was something to it.
I think you need, it's certainly something.
It's certainly something.
You need, just work it a little bit more.
Okay.
Like, just like
there's
explore.
No time.
Explore the space.
There's no time.
There's no,
I'm on a schedule.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to listen to more noise pop. You look at more genitals.
No, lyrics.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I call genital.
Music by Scott Wasserman, genitals by Shannon Deep. Here we go. Well, I can barely hear anymore.
Yeah, there were some pretty unpleasant sounds coming from your headphones over there, boo.
Just so everyone knows, there is a YouTube video that is 12 straight hours of microphone feedback noise.
Just in case you needed that.
So if that's what you were looking for, if that's what you've been missing in your life, it's there for you.
It's somebody's thing.
It's certainly something.
That has to end with this episode.
It can't go past this episode. Although that can be added to our list of bumper stickers.
True.
For song salad.
It's certainly something. I can't believe we didn't think of We Dude It for a bumper sticker.
Where were we?
I know.
Headspace wise.
I know. I mean, we were in no fit place headspace wise. We were crazy. I have lyrics.
Tell me your lyrics.
I will tell you them, but first I will tell you some other things.
Okay.
Then the other things that I will tell you are. So I was reading a bunch of lyrics from the Jesus and Mary chains.
Yeah.
And because they seem to kind of be really the only emblematic example of this. Like,
I feel like other bands that could be classified in this genre ended up breaking out of this genre.
Or are more strongly associated with shoegaze or dream pop or had been doing things before this and like this was a phase or other bands just like dabbled in it.
These guys were like, no, this is our thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We're good here.
We're good here.
Yeah. So the lyrics are, unsurprisingly, because of the, you know, future of where the genre goes with dream pop and shoegaze, lyrics are non-narrative. They are introspective often. Mm-hmm. They are sort of poetic and also kind of like dreamy and wishy-washy sort of feel to them. Mm-hmm. And they are very repetitive. So I tried to emulate that in my song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, musically, I've got microphone feedback noise.
Great.
White noise that I put through a bunch of different frequencies of like a lot of highs, a lot of lows, all the in between. So it kind of like morphs as the song goes on. And then some guitar effects of like slides and feedback and just like random, like, you know, running a pick along the strings and that kind of stuff. And then I've got a very distorted electric guitar doing a chordal melody.
Chordal. That's fun to say.
A distorted bass and some drums. And the drums are very echoey and reverby and cavernous.
Okay.
Cavernous as one might drums. Say. Mm. So that's my band, my white noise band. I'll call it Judas and the Ruth necklaces. I don't know, just something else biblical.
Great. Cool. Okay, can I read you my lyrics?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. And remember, it's about a male cloth loincloth thing.
Yes.
Kopinam.
From India.
Yes. Around the waist, through the legs, the sportswear worn for Shiva, the cloth burrito wraps your bits so you feel like a diva. And then a double chorus here. Tuck and roll before you hit the ring. Tuck and roll. It's the thing. Tuck and roll for sports and sex alike. Tuck and roll day and night.
Tuck and roll. That's so good.
It's perfect.
Other than tuck and roll, the cloth burrito wraps your bits is pretty great.
I really made a little word picture for you.
And a genital...
You mean lyrics?
Never mind. Genital bundle, yeah. I was going to say.
A lyrical bundle.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very good.
So, yeah, Tuck and Roll.
Tuck and Roll is definitely the title.
Yes, for sure. It was no question.
The only other thing to mention, I think, is that the vocal style, as we heard from Jesus and the Mary Chain, was almost... unintelligible.
Yeah, like really
we
mumbly.
Really not understand what they're saying. Really mumbly, which goes back to the whole like shoegaze Britpop kind of thing. It was like very relaxed singing. Yeah. not singing in the extremes of the range, not screamo at all, you know, just like very, you know, introspective kind of vocal as texture.
Yeah, I was going to say it's another one of those genres where the vocal line is another element versus being the like driving force of the song.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here is Tuck and Roll.
A noise pop song.
About Kaupanam, the Indian loincloth.
By Shannon and Scott.
Hard to listen to.
It was really unpleasant. I'm not gonna lie.
It's like there's a song buried in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's just under a mountain of noise.
Just like so many frequencies hitting your ear at once that you're just like, I can't handle it.
I just listened to the whole thing just like with my teeth
set
on edge. Yeah,
you were gritting and cringing the entire time.
Yeah. I mean, it
but
was...
And then the chorus continued, you kept gritting your teeth, but then your eyebrows raised as if, oh, that's something.
It was certainly something. Yeah, it was really loud.
Loud.
And...
noisy.
Yeah.
Poppy.
Kind of poppy, I guess.
Ish.
If you count eardrums popping as poppy.
Yep.
And just very piercing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially those high frequency microphone feedback noises.
Yeah. But I did like your melody and stuff.
Thanks. Tuck and roll.
Tuck and roll.
So now this loincloth has a theme song.
Tuck and roll, baby.
Which is what every good undergarment needs. A theme song.
That's true. I mean, we've done a theme song for jalabias too.
Yep.
Though jalabias are not undergarments, they are overgarments.
Right. You could wear your I can never remember the name of what this thing.
Kaupanam.
You can wear your kaupanam underneath your jalabia.
You could. It is
if
true.
You want to mix cultures.
Yeah. You could be a very international person.
You could.
I have a question for you.
What is it?
Would you try a kaupanam?
I would try it. I can't imagine it would be comfortable.
Maybe, but like it would be kind of like wearing briefs because it like it's all snuggly, you know.
Yeah, but briefs is one layer of fabric.
Yeah,
the kaupanam is like you wrap it all around and tuck it into itself and everything, and it's like I feel like it would get like lumpy and uncomfortable, and it would also like loosen easily, you know.
Yeah, I just realized something.
What?
How do you...
stop it from untucking?
No. How do you wrap it around your bits? Because you can't go up and over.
Well, I imagine you, like, tuck them up.
Wait, but I don't understand.
Or, well, I think this is part of the reason why the wrestlers that wear them use the G-string cup first. Because that holds everything, like, in place, and then you wrap the kaupanam around it. If you're just wrapping the fabric, you have to, like, tuck up.
Okay, but wait. This, the diagram, I don't know what I was thinking, because, like...
Well, the diagram had, like, a Ken doll situation.
Yes, it did. So there wasn't, like, they weren't dealing with the realities of the lyrics on the model.
Right.
But, like...
Also, what are we rolling after we tuck?
Okay, this is... The whole song was based on a lie. I now realize.
Wait, what were you thinking roll was? I thought it was just like a nice turn of phrase.
Well, tuck and roll. But I mean, you are tucking and you are roll. But like in that picture. Like wrestling? No. In the picture, the diagram.
How do you create so many tabs in so little time?
Because these are all lyrics. These are all different song lyrics. Okay, hold on. I will show you what I mean and why I realize now. It's like I'm like a married person, but I just did not. I was not understanding
anatomy. How do penis work?
Yeah. It's like I thought. Here's what I thought.
Yeah.
And like I realize now that this is not physically possible.
Uh-huh.
Was that you like tucked it up and wrapped it around several times, but you can't. But that would mean that your genitals are just floating in front of your body and they aren't actually attached to your body.
You can't do it many times.
No, so. Your tubes go places, and you can't do
that. So you gotta either tuck up or tuck down.
But what are you? Yes, okay, I understand that, but then how? I don't understand how you're securing it.
In the back.
Megan just poked her head in the door, and it's like, "What the hell are you talking about?" But look at this diagram.
It looks like a
yeah. So you go around from the back, and then around the bits, up and into the little waist belt, and then down and under and back again.
But doesn't it have to go to one
dance belts?
Yeah,
it's like a tie your own dance belt.
But if you're tying it, then it has to go to one side of the bits or the other side.
No, it's a wide enough cloth that it goes around and hugs either side. But you do have to choose up or down. And I'm just assuming this is down.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Because this makes it seem like you have tucked it around several times.
No, just twice.
But look at the arrows.
Yeah, I don't think the arrows really mean anything.
Okay, because the arrows make it seem like tuck it around a bunch.
And then roll up your penis.
Yeah.
An ancient scroll.
Listen, I understand anatomy. I promise I really do. I just wasn't thinking about it. Like, I thought, okay, so this goes over. Then it cuts up through.
Yep. And then down and around.
And around into the butt.
Yep. Into the butt. That's how you secure it.
Oh, no.
Never before have we more needed a visual aid on this podcast.
I know. Seriously, though. Okay, listen.
Yeah.
So given what I now understand.
Yes.
It's even more like briefs than I thought it was.
Yeah.
So you don't think that would be comfy?
I don't.
Hmm.
I'm also a boxer brief man, not a brief man.
Wow. Now all of you know that too.
So all is being revealed this episode.
My marriage is a sham and you wear boxer briefs. Oh,
or Josh
God.
Has a crazy penis. That's one crazy penis. If you like Kalpanoms and noise pop, you might like our back catalog.
If you like how dumb we are on a weekly basis, yeah, you might enjoy the rest of our podcast. Please subscribe.
You can find us on iTunes by searching Song Salad. You can find us on any of your multiple podcast listening apps and devices.
Yes.
SoundCloud and our website, songsaladpodcast.com. You can actually listen to the episodes right there, thanks to Shannon and her Squarespace knowledge.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to click them and it will take you to SoundCloud again.
You can listen to them right there.
But you will find them there.
Yeah.
If you have a salad spinner suggestion, please get at us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast.
Thanks again, Jugbo.
Thank you, Jugbo. And you can be just like our Patreon donors, our awesome, awesome Patreon donors. If you want to give us just 50 cents an episode, at $5 a month, You'll get access to our bond tent, which is even dumber things that we say that are too dumb to actually include.
Or really funny and just like a time suck.
Yeah. Oh, there's lots of time sucks. Please join our Facebook group, not the page, the group, Song Salad Podcast - the produce section. There was an excellent poll and conversation about the hierarchy of prizes that was there this week. It was
that
lots
got
of fun.
Intense.
Yeah, it did get intense. I mean, it was like a three-way tie between trip money and cake money.
Yeah, no one can decide what's a better prize.
It's one of the eternal questions of humanity. And thank you also again to Spoilers Digest for the shout out on their show this week. You heard their promo on ours last week.
They did a really funny episode on Newsies this week. They're doing all movie musicals right now because it's like musical season at high schools around the country.
So funny.
So they did Mamma Mia, now that they did Newsies, and very good stuff.
And totally by coincidence, the guy that wrote their theme song went to college with us.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Good job, Alex Petty.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Alex Petty? Okay. Is that it?
Follow us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast.
I said it. I did it.
I'm reinforcing.
Just say the thing.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're tucking and rolling.
Tucking and rolling. But not how I thought. One, two, three, four.